Good evening, everyone. We're in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium for the first game of the final road trip of the year as the Cardinals play the Dodgers. Very pleasant evening for baseball here. The Cardinals playing with a rather different lineup than they have employed most of the year, as Dave Ricketts makes his first start behind the plate and some of the other bench warmers get into the game. Walter Alston was announced today is going to be back managing the Dodgers next year, and we're going to be visiting with the Dodger manager, Walter Alston, when we come back in 1 minute.
It's just common sense that people buy where they get the best deal. And more people buy from Mizzarani, king of high trades. When it comes to dollar savings on any major appliance, Mizzarani stands alone at the top. No other dealer can match or even approach that Mizzarani deal. In addition, you get the terms of your choice because Mizzarani does their own financing. So how can you beat it? Lowest cost, highest trades, easiest terms. That's why the largest exclusive appliance dealer. See Mizzarani for the largest display of hot point appliances in the St. Louis area. 520 North Highway 140 in Florissant, Missouri is one address, and 3541 Ritz Center in Melville, Missouri.
Our guest is Walter Alston, the manager of the Dodgers. This will be the 16th year coming up for Walter. He's the dean of the National League managers and was announced today that he's going to be back here again next year, and I'm sure that the last month or so has made it a more pleasant assignment for you. Congratulations, Mr. Alston. Another contract.
Thank you very much. I just hope that we can do a little better next year.
And I know that the last month had to please you, not just because you're winning, but playing good ball with it.
Well, I think the thing that's pleased me most, you know, we've had problems trying to score runs for the last several years, and I don't know, for some reason, this last 6 weeks we've hit the ball and scored more runs than we have any time during the season.
I wonder why that happened. The personnel wasn't that different, was it?
No, we have the same personnel. I think that of course the third baseman has made some difference. Sudeikis has played well for us, but beyond that, Lefevre started to hit, and so did Fairley, and so did Willie Davis. And those are the three fellows that for the first 3 months of the season had an off season.
And the sad part of that was you knew that they were good hitters, and you just had to sit and wait for them.
But about all you can do sometimes is sit around and wait. And, they get to the place where they try this and try that, and the first thing you know, they're trying too many things. And then they get a little discouraged, and it goes from bad to worse. But there's nothing better for a hitter than to get a few base hits, and then they begin to think they can hit again, and then they do.
Well, I guess your ball club was just naturally built around the pitching that you had when Koufax was here, and Drysdale was at his best. He's still pitching well. And you went for the defense to try to make them even bigger winners than they were, but then when they were gone, the cycle had to change.
That's right. We have to score more runs than we used to score, and I just hope that we can continue. Of course, Lefevre's had the bad year. He's had a little excuse because he was hurt for about 7 weeks. And he got back and just started hitting. And then he went in the service for 2 weeks and came back again. And it took him a little time to get started. And I think he has a little excuse. But the rest of us don't have too many excuses.
How about the kid Sudeikis? He's from our broadcast area. He's got a good chance?
He's certainly got a real good start. I think that sometimes means a lot to a young fellow coming up, a rookie. And I don't know of any rookie that's had a better start than he has. Now, it's not going to be that easy for him all the time. He's going to go 0 for 10. I think the big test comes now when he does go 0 for 10 and has a few bad days in the field to see how well he bounces back. And he's a bulldog type of player and very aggressive, and I don't think it's going to bother him. He's going to give you 100%, and that's what I like about him.
Been spending a lot of time with the list of protected ball players, and how many times has it changed in the last month?
Chuck, we've been over that thing practically every day, especially with the coaches, and we've changed our mind a few times, and I wouldn't be surprised what we changed it before the last day of the season. But after it's all said and done, you just make the best guess you can and hope for the best and try to withdraw what you think is going to help you most.
We're bringing in a new third base coach. You're doing the same, aren't you? That's a critical spot.
I think that is a critical spot. I hated to lose Preston Gomez. He's one of the better third base coaches, and especially was very good in giving signs. But Ozark has been around and worked with us for a long time now, and he, too, I think, is going to make a real fine third base coach, and the signs are good with him, too. So I'm well satisfied to have, or lucky to have a guy like Ozark to do the third-best job and pick up where Preston left off.
Got a lot of new faces on your bench during this last week of the season?
We brought up a few boys. Of course, the Dacus is the one you hear about. Foster pitched last night and did six innings and did very well. He hadn't pitched much. He's had a little arm trouble, but he certainly didn't give any indications of arm problems last night. And although he was pitching, I think, about a three-hitter in the sixth inning, we took him out just to more or less protect him.
See you in Vero Beach next spring?
I hope so, yes.
Thank you very much. Walter Alston, our guest, signed his contract for next year, his 16th as National League manager. We're back in 1 minute.
Hi, Joe Garagiola here for the Associates. If you've ever watched highlight, you know what an exciting game it is. The players use a kind of basket-type catcher's mitt to throw the ball at speeds up to 150 miles per hour. I know a fellow has a basket like that at home. He uses it to hold all his unpaid bills. If you have that kind of money problem, see the Associates about a bill consolidation loan. They'll work out a plan to help you pay off all those back bills. And then you make only one payment a month to the Associates. That way, you pay interest on only one account. And chances are, your total monthly payments will be a lot less than they are now. Take it from me, Joe Garagiola. When you have any kind of money problem, see the Associates. They're nice people with money.
There are 8 Associate Finance offices in the St. Louis area to serve you. One is located in Alton at 1828 East Broadway, and another in Wood River at 68 East Ferguson Street. Associates, now celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Hearing from Walter Alston, the Dodger manager, it's a cool and comfortable evening in Los Angeles, and we invite you to stay tuned for Dugout Interviews.
Bucket Bat has been brought to you tonight by Mizrani Appliance Companies. See the famous brands such as Hot Point, and see the low prices that make Mizrani the world's largest exclusive appliance dealer. And by the Associates, the nice people with money to loan you for any good purpose. You'll find big watch values at the smallest watch shop in town, Hamilton Jewelers, downtown at 715 Locust. For 30 years, squeezed between Mercantile Trust and the Ambassador Theater. At Hamilton Jewelers, jammed under one tiny roof, is your largest selection of brand name watches, including Rolex, a standard of excellence among watchmakers for 50 years. Watches regulated free on electronic timer while you wait. Hamilton Jewelers, the mini watch shop, downtown at 715 Locust. New weather forecast in, sunny and continued warm on Saturday. Low in the morning, 58 to 65. The high Saturday in the mid to upper 80s. Generally fair and mild Saturday night with a low in the low to mid 70s. It's 74 degrees in St. Louis. You tune to KMOX St. Louis. The time is 9:45, and it's time for the Dugout Interview with Harry Carey. Brought to you this evening by Steak and Shake, with 18 convenient locations in St. Louis and St. Louis County. Steak and Shake, for fast service and good food, for lunch or dinner, for a quick, delicious snack, and for the best and fastest carryout service, it's Steak and Shake. Steak burgers, french fries, genuine chili, and true flavored shakes. Day and night, it's Steak and Shake. And now the Dugout Interview. And in Los Angeles, here's Harry Carey.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey from Dodger Stadium, where the St. Louis Cardinals open their final road series of the year facing the Los Angeles Dodgers. Steve Carlton will pitch for the Redbirds, and Bill Singer will be on the hill for the Dodgers. Our guest on the Dugout Show, an old friend, former manager of the Phillies, now the new manager of the Montreal Expos, the new expansion team in the National League next season, referring, of course, to Gene Mock, from whom you'll hear in just 1 minute.
You know, nothing better all year round and positively can't be beat in the summertime. Well, that's ice cream. And have you tried one of those cool, refreshing hot fudge or pineapple sundaes topped with whipped cream at Steak and Shake? Well, you'll come back for more. We guarantee it. The ice cream is the homemade, old-fashioned kind that everybody loves. It's prepared from Steak and Shake's own special formula at Steak and Shake's modern ice cream plant at the commissary at 8128 Olive Boulevard. Or how about a true-flavored shake? Pick your flavor, vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry, or try them all. A true-flavored shake will make that steak burger or cheeseburger taste even better. Over 1.5 million gallons of ice cream are made by Steak and Shake every year in its own modern ice cream plant by the men who, from many years of experience, know how to make ice cream best. Bob Dexter, the manager of the Olive Boulevard drive-in, is always on hand to tell you about all of those great shakes and desserts. Steak and Shake, try their great ice cream.
Our guest on the Dugout Show, manager Gene Mock of the Montreal Expos. Gene, that sure sounds funny.
It's quite an inspired name, isn't it? I think that the mayor up there in Montreal thought that it'd be the most advantageous thing for us to do, to associate the new ball club with the Expos they had up there, and it's still going on, as a matter of fact, in Montreal. And I think that he just figured it'd be the best thing for everybody, and who are we to argue? It isn't the name of the team that means so much as to me, anyway, as it is the name of the players.
Boy, you're starting right from scratch. I imagine knowing the kind of guy you are, you sort of welcome that kind of a challenge.
I love it, Harry. Really, you so many things in baseball you take for granted. The ballpark facilities, the cleaning of the ballpark, the traveling secretaries, and all the different personnel that you have to have. You just take for granted in an existing club, and it's all brand new, and we're selecting our own people and trying to screen the people as thoroughly as we can, and it's quite an exciting experience.
And I imagine you're looking at every player as they come into Los Angeles with that draft coming up, huh?
I've seen so many players and heard so many names of ball players, they start running together after a while, Harry. We've paid particular attention to the Cardinal Ball Club, especially their farm system, because they do have an abundance of fine young players, and I just wish we had a chance at more than three of them.
Well, they tell me this boy Simmons, who may catch tomorrow afternoon, by the way, if he gets here in time, and we're looking forward to getting a look at him. But I know Al Campanis was telling me, too, as others have, what a fine-looking ball player he is.
Well, everybody in the country is raving about him, and there's very little chance that the Cardinals would ever leave him exposed, because he probably is the outstanding prospect in the minor leagues today. A kid that can switch hit and likes to play the way Simmons does is most desirable, and I'm sure the Cardinals are going to keep their hands on him.
Do you follow the, you pick up that paper every morning and see what the Phillies did?
Well, not really. After I left, if you recall, my wife was in pretty serious condition physically, and we spent about a month getting that straightened out. And I really didn't pay too much attention to what was going on until such time as she got well. And then after that, I started noticing. But by then, they were so far out of the race that there wasn't much use of paying too close attention. Some of the guys, you still watch and see how they're doing. But I was out at the ballpark either here or in Anaheim most every night watching baseball games. I really didn't have time.
As you look ahead to next season, you have no idea who your players are going to be. You don't even know what your ballpark is going to be like, do you?
Not really. I think it'll be similar to the ballpark they erected down in Houston when the expansion took place in 1962. The Houston club played in a ballpark down there for 3 years that wasn't the prettiest ballpark in the world, but it got the job done. There were a lot of complaints about it. I think perhaps ours will be along those lines. But perhaps a little of the bugs removed that they discovered in the building of the Houston ballpark. As a matter of fact, we don't even know for sure what we're going to have spring training, Harry.
Are you brushing up on your French any?
Oh, I don't think that I'll worry too much about that, because some of that guff that I put out might take on a little something in translation.
Looking back on the Phillies, how much of an effect do you think the booing of fans there has on the ball club in mass?
Well, naturally, it's going to have some effect on the players over a long period of time. If a player is there over an extended period of time, he gets a little tired of it, because he has more good days than he has bad days. Every player does, or he wouldn't be in the big leagues. And they get a little tired of it, but that's a peculiarity under the city, and it's never going to change, and ball players just have to live with those sort of things.
You think that Richie Allen will ever learn to live with it?
Well, I have my doubts. I think that they've made a scar on Richie, perhaps by now, that might not ever heal. And perhaps he'd be a little more productive somewhere else.
Would you like to have him in Montreal?
You bet your life. I'd let him get booed in English and French both if I had him up there.
Gene, it's sure good to see you, and congratulations to you. And look forward to seeing you next year. And at the ballpark in Montreal, I guess we'll be visiting there before you'll be coming into St. Louis. Good luck to you.
Thank you a lot, Harry. It's going to be a very interesting experience, and the people up there are very excited about it, and I'm sure that the players in National League are going to enjoy the town.
G. Mock has been our guest. We'll be back in one moment.
Good food is important to good health, and Steak and Shake offers both. Steak and Shake grinds 60,000 pounds of beef every week for their delicious steak burgers. They use only the best grades of meat, carefully selected and processed in their own federally inspected plant. Steak and Shake uses all the choice cuts, including the tenderloins, T-bones, porterhouse, and sirloin, to guarantee you the finest steak burgers. Steak burger, cheeseburger, lettuce and tomato burger, golden brown french fries, whatever you order at Steak and Shake is bound to be delicious, and it's always the finest quality food. Stop by Steak and Shake while you listen to the ball game or after the game. Wherever you are, there's a Steak and Shake nearby. Stop in on your way home. 18 locations in St. Louis and St. Louis County. Visit Steak and Shake today. When you're in the mood for good food, prepared fresh from quality products in the Steak and Shake kitchens, just drive into one of those 18 convenient locations. Make it Steak and Shake right now.
Listen next time when Harry Carey's Dugout Interview will be brought to you by Prudential Savings and Loan Association and by Mayrose Meats. Tonight's Dugout Interview has been a presentation of Steak and Shake.
But I'm perfect for the part.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're not planning on having a Miss National Community Federal Month and a half.
But I'm a natural for it. I'm 5'4 and a half, and I'm 35 and a half, 24 and a half. 34 and a half, and that's...
Oh, look, it's true. We've added an extra half month this year, but the whole point of National Community Federal Month and a half is to give savers an opportunity to open an account now.
What's the matter? Don't you like my figure?
Well, no offense, but at Community Federal, we prefer dollar figures.
Dollar figures?
Why not? If we were to choose a beauty queen, we might consider a young lady who opened an account during National Community Federal Month and a half.
You mean all it takes is money?
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of it.
Earn a higher return on each dollar you own at Community Federal Savings and Loan.
Now, 3 offices and 5,000 branches, the mailboxes to serve you.
KMOX St. Louis, the sports voice of Mid-America. The time is 9:55.
St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Michelob, Budweiser, and Busch, America's first family of beers. Whatever your taste, Anheuser-Busch brews a better beer for you. And by the GFC Loan Company. You can borrow from $25 to $2,000 with a phone call to Bob Adams. And by B.F. Goodrich, the people who launched the Radio Lays with the amazing BFG Radio 990 tire. Now, St. Louis Cardinals baseball.
Thursday.
Good evening, everyone. We're at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, where the Cardinals will pay their final 1968 visit to this National League city. It's the start of a 3-game series. These two teams will play here again tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon. And in the ball game tonight, it'll be a left-hander versus a right-hander. Steve Carlton will be on the mound for the Redbirds, his record 13 and 11. He's 0-1 against the Dodgers this year. His opponent, Bill Singer, hard-throwing right-hander who has won 12 and lost 15, with 2 of his victories coming against the Cardinals this year. He's 2-1 against the Redbirds. It's a cool and comfortable evening at the ballpark. A crowd of about 12,000 on hand. And the umpires are at home plate with Red Chaney, the Cardinal manager, and Danny Ozark, the third base coach of the Los Angeles club. The Cardinals have won 9 of the 15 games played between these two teams, and this marks the final meeting of the two. The Cardinals have already clinched the pennant, but the Dodgers are trying to move up in the National League standings at the expense of the Phillies, whom they trail by a game and a half. It's conceivable also that they could catch the Pirates, and they are a total of 5 games behind Pittsburgh, but they're 7 games out of the first division, and their chances are slim of reaching the first division. Chris Pelikoutis will work the plate tonight, and the base umpires are Doug Harvey, John Kibler, and Shanks Crawford. Both pitchers, Singer and Carlton, are ready to go. The Dodgers will be taking the field in a moment. We'll be back with the starting lineups and then the play-by-play in just 1 minute.
If you had all the money you needed to live on, you'd still probably want to borrow more to expand your business or cash in on some smart investment. But if you're like most of us, you spend most of what you earn. So when unexpected bills pop up, like braces for the kids' teeth or a broken fuel pump, or a trip to see a sick relative, well, you need extra cash, and you need it right away. At times like these, you can count on friendly Bob Adams and his fellow GFC loan by phone specialists to help out with a personal loan for as little as $25 or as much as $2,000. And you can pick up your loan at your GFC office in Belleville, where you can borrow up to $5,000 by calling Adams 36511. So don't delay. call Bob Adams at Maine 14242. That's Maine 14242 in St. Louis, in Belleville, Adams 36511. Friendly Bob can arrange a loan for you, even if you are independently wealthy. That's Maine 14242. Friendly Bob Adams at the GFC Loan Company.
Sorry we get in on the tail end of it. Let's pause for identification at this point. This is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
Hey, Mike, St. Louis, enjoy new Cry Ball Game Hot Dogs with extra lean beef. If you don't see them at your store, ask your dealer to order Cry Ball Game Hot Dogs. It's 10 o'clock.
Cardinals present a rather different lineup this evening, and there go the Dodgers to the field. The Cardinals have Lou Brock in left field, Ron Davis in center, and Bob Colin in right. Joe Haig is playing first base, batting fourth. Ed Spezio is at third. Phil Gagliano at second. The shortstop is Dick Schofield. Dave Ricketts is the Cardinal catcher. And Steve Carlton on the mound. So those Tiger scouts following the Cardinals aren't going to learn much tonight. Brock, Davis, and Colin. Haig, Spezio, and Gagliano. Schofield, Ricketts, and Carlton. For the Dodgers, Wes Parker in left field. Willie Davis in center field. Bill Sudeikis at third base. And Ken Boyer at first. Ted Savage is playing right field. Paul Popovich at shortstop. Al Campanis is the catcher. Bart Shirley is the second baseman. And Bill Singer on the mound. It's Parker, Davis, and Sudeikis. Boyer, Savage, Popovich. Campanis, Shirley, and Singer. Singer with a record of 12-15. Singer and Campanis form the battery. At third base, it's Sudeikis. The shortstop, Popovich. Second baseman, Shirley, with Boyer at first. Parker in left, Willie Davis in center, and the right fielder is Ted Savage. Bob Milliken coaching at third, and Dick Sisler at first for the Cardinals, and Lou Brock will lead it off. The Cardinals dropped 2 out of 3 in the recent series at San Francisco after winning 2 out of 3 in Houston. This is the final series of the road trip beginning tonight. We're all set for the evening of baseball, which we hope you enjoy. And here to bring you the play-by-play of the ball game is Harry Carey.
Thank you very much, Jack. Hello again, everybody. All set to go. Bill Singer's first pitch to Lou Brock swung on late and missed. The Singer really throws hard. He's won 12. He's lost 15. Big, strong youngster, a right-hander. Lou Brock hitting 279. 5 homers, 47 runs batted in. The wind-up, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. They have Sudeikis at third base. Popovich at short. Bart Shirley at second. Kenny Boyer is playing first. 2 strikes and nothing. On Lou Brock. The windup, the pitch. And it's low. The count. 2 strikes and a ball. Nobody on, nobody out. Lou Brock leading it off. Bill Singer. Native son of Los Angeles area. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. Deep, sharp through into left field. A base hit, and Brock is on. Lou Brock pokes a single in the short left. A ground ball between the third baseman, Sudeikis, and the shortstop, Popovich. Here's Ron Davis playing center field, hitting 209 with 1 homer and 16 runs batted in. Lou Brock has stolen 58 bases. He's been caught stealing just 10 times. So he's trying for number 59 if he goes. Jim Campana's behind the plate. The pitch. Strike is called. A fastball. 1 strike, no ball. G
Jim Campanis, whose dad Al is the head of scouts for the Dodgers. Very excellent baseball executive. Runner at first base, nobody out. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Strike two hits the outside corner. Two strikes and nothing. Lou Brock just got his 176th hit of the season. Kurt Flood leads the team in 182. Felipe Alou last night became the first man to get 200 hits. His 200th hit of the season was a triple. Pete Rose of the Reds has 198. There's the stretch. A lead by Brock. And now the pitch. He struck him out. Davis tried to stop his swing, but he had gone around. There's the first strikeout for Singer. That's his 210th strikeout of the year. He's walked 72 and fanned 210. Here's Bobby Tolan hitting 231. Left-handed batter. Five homers, 15 runs batted in. Snap throw to first. The runner is back. One on and one out. The pitch instead over to first, the runner back. Bobby Tolan the batter, Lou Brock on at first base. A long lead by Brock. There's a throw, but there he's back again. Kenny Boyer playing first base. Left-hand hitter waits. The stretch, the pitch. And here it is. There goes the runner. Swung and missed. And there's a stolen base for Brock. It is not a foul tip, I don't believe. Let's see. Was it a foul tip or not? Chris Policuda says it isn't. Jim Campanis claims that the ball was kicked foul. Bounced away from him a couple of feet. Stolen base for Brock is 59th of the year. So he's in scoring position. Brock leads in runs scored with 89. Has the most doubles in the league, 46. The most triples, 13. The most stolen bases, 59. Here's the pitch to Tolan. Outside. That evens it up with a ball and a strike. A runner in scoring position, one away. Lou Brock edging off second base. The outfield plays straight away. Bobby Tolan waiting. Left-handed hitter digging in. From the belt, Singer's pitch. Brock a long lead. Here it is. There's a smash to right, a base hit. Here comes Brock scoring his 90th run of the year. And the Cardinals lead 1-0. Tolan single to right. Brock scoring, and the Cardinals lead 1-0. Here's Joe Hague, rookie first baseman. Played at Tulsa this year, where he hit 293. Drove in 99 runs, had 34 doubles, 23 homers. The pitch to the left-hand hitter is a strike call. Hague looking for his first major league hit. Stockily built left-hand hitter. Bobby Tolan the lead at first base. There's the pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on. High pop fly on the infield. That'll be easy. Sudeikis getting under the ball. And he has it. Hague popped to Sudeikis. And Tolan, who had broken with the pitch, returns to first base.
Number 26, third base. And
Spezio. Here's that Spezio. Playing third base. No homers and two runs batted in. Hitting 149. Dave Ricketts, who's catching for the Cardinals tonight, they're with the ball club all year. Here's a stretch. A pitch to Spezia. It's a curveball low and outside. One ball, no strike. Ted Savage in right field. Willie Davis in center. Wes Parker's playing left. One ball, no strikes. A throw over to first, the runner back. Cardinals out in front. Brock single to short left. After Davis fanned, he stole second. Waiting for the pitch. And here it is. There goes the runner. High. There's the peg. He is. Oh! Trying to steal from Campanis. That's Shirley. And Tola really complained about that. He thought he was safe. One run, two hits, no errors, nobody left. And we go to the bottom half of the first. St. Louis won. The Dodgers now coming to bat.
Best popular priced beer in America. Pour a glass. For this is the Anheuser-Busch Brewery in St. Louis, and we will prove it.
Los Angeles Dodgers. Number 28. Left fielder.
Here's Wes Parker to lead it off.
Parker.
The left fielder hitting 233. Switch hitter will bat right-handed. Against Steve Carlton. Carlton is 113, lost 11. There's the windup and the pitch. Curveball is low. Carlton hasn't beaten the Dodgers this year. He's lost to them once. In his lifetime, he's only beaten them once, lost once. Now the pitch. It's a fastball in the first strike call. One ball, one strike. Now Carlton fires a fastball away. Dave Ricketts behind the plate. Eddie Spezio playing third. Schofield's at short. Gagliano at second. Haig at first. Here's a pitch swung on, a long drive in the right field. Bobby Tolan coming over under it, and he has it. Parker lined to Tolan in right. One gone, that will bring up Willie Davis. Davis hitting 254. Seven homers, 29 runs batted in. The Dodgers announced that Walter Alston would manage their ball club again next year. He's the dean of all major league managers. Here's the pitch, and it's a curveball low. For the first time in 13 games, the Detroit Tigers used a relief pitcher. Dobson pitched in the eighth inning as they beat Washington 6-3. Now the pitch, swung, line to left. It is a foul ball. Boy, look at those Tigers home runs. My gosh. Playing in Washington tonight, they were losing 3-0. They got 2 in the 6th, 4 in the 8th. Jim Northrup hit 2 homers, each with a man on. Jim Price hit a homer, and Al Kaline hit one. So they had 4 homers today. And that Washington ballpark is a big park. Now the windup. The pitch. Willie Davis swings a high pop foul out of play. Two strikes and a ball. Mickey Mantle hit a homer, but the Red Sox beat the Yankees 4-3. Yastrzemski hit one for the Red Sox. White Sox lead Baltimore 2-1 at the end of 7. Oakland this afternoon beat Minnesota 7-1. Here's a pitch to Willie Davis. A curve outside. Ball 3. In the National League, Blas pitched another shutout, a two-hitter. And Pittsburgh blanked the Cubs 5-0. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball towards second. Gagliano in. Close play. Fumbles the ball. The ball didn't come up for him. It'll be an error. Cincinnati has scored 2 runs in the 9th and has a 6-5 lead over Houston. Atlanta, San Francisco, George Stone against Juan Marichal. First game of a doubleheader, the Mets beat the Phillies 3-2. The second game, they're tied 4-4 at the end of 7. That's all the other baseball. Here now is Bill Sudeikis, the third baseman, switch hitter, bounding right-handed. He had a grand slam homer against the Cardinals. The stretch, the pitch. Swings, and he fouls it back. And boy, this kid, who's from Joliet, Illinois, certainly has a picture swing from either side. Bill Sudeikis, S-U-D-A-K-I-S. Sudeikis. All right, they got him picked up first. Willie Davis tries for second. And he saved. Joe Hayes' throw was high to Gagliano. Carlton picked Willie Davis off first. Joe Hayes throwing to second base through high. And Willie Davis slid in safely. I guess they'll credit him with a stolen base. He was picked out first for fourth, and he just continued on to second. Joe Hague was very deliberate on the play, wanted to make sure. Threw high. The stretch to pitch to Sudeikis. It swung on. High pop foul. Hague chasing it. Over near the stand. Still running. Makes a great catch. Willie Davis trying for third. The long throw. He's safe. Beautiful play by Hague, though. Great running catch in the right field corner. So Sudeikis is out. There's two away. And here's Kenny Boyer, the first baseman, hitting 275. Six homers and 40 runs batted in. Boyer will be playing coach next year. Florida Dodgers. Runner out. Ball game in the first. 1-0 St. Louis. Willie Davis at third. Here's Carlton winding the pitch. Line drive to right for a hit. The tying run is in. Boyer lines a swing to the right. That ties it up. That's his 41st run batted in for Boyer. And the only man on the club who has driven in more is Haller with 49 and Fairley with 42. Here's Ted Savage now. Veteran outfielder. Makes his home in St. Louis. 31 years old. The stretch, no pitch. Curve into the dirt. A good stop by Dave Ricketts. Vizio at third. Schofield at short. Gagliano at second. Hague at first. The pitcher's Carlton. The catcher's Ricketts. Brox in left. Davis in center. Tolan is in right. The pitch. Swing on. Line drive. Left center field. Everybody on the run. It's a base hit. Here's a runner on second. Boyer on his way to third. He's holds up at third base now. Has a throw by Ron Davis in the second base. Found nobody covering the bag. Both Schofield and Gagliano had gone out for the relay. So Savage hits a long single to left center. Boyer going to third. That's three hits off Carlton. And Carlton's showing this last half of the season has to be a little bit disturbing. Now the stretch. Paul Popovich, the batter. The curveball is in there for a strike call. Popovich, another switch hitter, batting right-handed, hitting 221. Now the pitch. Swung on. Line drive in the center. Davis on the run. He makes the catch. Ron Davis came in for a running catch. Now Popovich is hanging line drive. It is one run, three hits, no errors, two left. At the end of one, all tied up, 1-1.
You're a choosy tire buyer. Buy your tires where you get the best choice. Choose from the wide selection of values right now at your B.F. Goodrich dealer. Simply find the tire that fits your kind of driving, and you'll find a price that fits well with your budget. Tires for smaller cars, medium cars, larger cars. Tires for small budgets, medium budgets, larger budgets. B.F. Goodrich, tough, long-mileage tires for safer, low-cost driving. And while you're saving on tires, save on time as well. Now, for a limited time only, you can pick up a WestClox Tour Alarm 2 alarm clock for only $2.99, an outstanding value, available while supply lasts. So, if you're a choosy tire buyer, hurry down and make your choice.
13 convenient B.F. Goodrich locations in Greater St. Louis. In Florissant, see the Florissant Tire Center, North Highway 140, and ask for Ken or Paul Bellman.
Here's that Spezia who is batting. When Tolan was thrown off trying to steal, then the first inning. The Cardinal ticket office at Busch Stadium will be open from 9 to 5 Sunday. And tickets for all games on the last homestand will be on sale. Including the Helmet Day next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. And Camera Day on the final day of the season, following day. Here's the pitch to Spezio, swung. Broken bat, pop fly, and the center will be caught. Willie Davis has it. Spezio fly to Davis. One out. Here's Phil Gagliano, the second baseman, hitting 216. One man out, nobody on base. Right-hand batter waits. Now the pitch, and it's a fastball inside. One ball, no strikes. Walter Alston has been managing the Dodgers now since 1954. Bob Gibson will pitch Sunday afternoon. He'll be trying to add the Dodgers to his list of shutout teams, which would give him a clean slate. Here's a pitch bounced on the ground. Second baseman has it. Shirley throws to first for the out. Two up, two down. Well, Walter Alston had he had 13 years as a manager in the minor leagues, and now 15 years with the Dodgers in the major league. He's 57 years old. Here's a pitch and it's a strike at the knees gone. Since 1954, he's been managing Dodger teams. Now the delivery, here it is. Swung and bounce foul. Schofield hitting 230. One homer, eight runs batted in. Ball game in the second inning. Tied up 1-1. Larry Jaster will face Claude Osteen tomorrow afternoon. He'll be on the air at 2:45. Here's the pitch high. Saw a lot of sports on our St. Louis station tomorrow. Starting at 12:30 or so. Missouri University football at Lexington, Kentucky, followed by the Cardinals baseball from Los Angeles. Here's the pitch. Inside. Two balls, two strikes. Two men are out. A week from tomorrow, Missouri plays Illinois at Champaign. Tomorrow they take on Kentucky at Lexington. The 2-2 pitch. Lined in the left field, may be caught. Parker waiting for it, and he takes it. Schofield lined hard to Parker in left. 1-2-3, nothing across. We go to the bottom of the second, all tied up 1-1.
Super Sport Motor Oil is not for sweet little old ladies. DX Super Sport is for guys who really drive their cars, high-performance cars, because Super Sport Motor Oil was developed to meet the severest engine demands. Tested at over 8,000 RPM, temperatures higher than 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and speeds over 200 miles per hour. At Sebring, the Sunray DX Corvette, using Super Sport, took first in the Grand Touring class, also first at Daytona. DX Super Sport Motor Oil is the best single this oil you can buy. Super Sport is not for sweet little old ladies. Super Sport is for guys who really drive their cars, high performance cars. DX Super Sport Motor Oil. Another reason we're the oil company known by the customers we keep.
We go to the bottom of
bottom of the second, tied up 1-1. And leading it off here will be Jim Campanis, the catcher. Campanis has only been to bat five times with the Dodgers. Spent the year in the minor leagues. Here's the pitch to the right-handed batter. Swings and he misses. Strike one. One strike and no ball. The first helmet day ever to be held at Busch Memorial Stadium will take place Saturday, September the 28th. That's 1 week from tomorrow. Here's the pitch. Campanis swings a base hit. Campanis drills a single to left. And that is the fourth hit off Carlton. Carlton now this season has pitched 226 innings and allowed 204 hits. 225 innings, 205 hits. Here's Bart Shirley, the second baseman, trying to hit the righty, fouls back. Shirley used to be a great football player at the University of Texas, a halfback. A runner at first and nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Phil Singer will be up there next. Now the pitch. Hung and he fouled it back. He had a good cut. Mark Shirley. No homers, four runs batted in, hitting 169. Carlton gets set. Here's the pitch. And it's a curveball. Hangs high and outside. Two strikes and the ball. Steve Carlton will be 24 years old in December. Here's a pitch. Curve is outside. And the count evens, two balls, two strikes. Last year, Carlton won 14 and lost 9. So far this year, he's won 13 and lost 11. Here's a pitch. Line drive, base hit, like a bullet in the left field. And the Dodgers have runners at first and second with nobody out. You know, until just recently, it looked like Carlton would draw the third game assignment in the World Series, which would be the first game in Detroit. But now the way Washburn has been pitching, he may step ahead of Carlton. Runners at first and second. Here's Singer going to bunt. Down the third baseline to Carlton. Fumbles the ball. Still throws a third in time. Carlton running over to his right. Fielded the ball and run. And then couldn't get it out of his glove. But when he finally got it out of his glove, he juggled it. But fortunately, it didn't drop to the ground. He caught it again in midair and pushed it over to Ed Spezio in time for a force out. So that went from Carlton to Spezio. Here's Wes Parker. Line out his first time. One out, runners at first and second. Scouts are here from various ball clubs, not just the Tigers. Now the sign. Wes Parker waiting. From the belt to pitch. Here it is. There's a long drive, deep left center field. Nobody can get it all the way to the wall. One run is in. Here's another man racing for third. A double for Parker. Boy, they're hitting some shots. That's six hits off Carlton, and there hasn't been a fluke in the bunch. Parker just put the Dodgers in front, 2-1. With a double that bounced on one hop off the left center field wall. Here's Willie Davis now. Runners at second and third. Carlton's pitch. Curveball, full foul. Let's pause quickly. This is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
KMOX St. Louis, keep cool the rest of these warm days with AFCO Comfort Maker Whole House Air Conditioning for pennies a day. Call or visit the American Furnace Company for a free estimate. AFCO, 1300 Hampton Avenue, Mission 7, 1300.
Harry Carey at Dodger Stadium. Here's the pitch to Willie Davis. Swung, and he missed strike two. Two strikes and nothing. 2-1 in favor of Los Angeles. Steve Carlton getting a signal. Into the windup he goes. Here's the pitch. Curve, and he foul tipped. And the count remains. Two strikes, no ball. Bill Singer, the runner at third. Wes Parker at second. Two strikes, no balls. Now the delivery, here it is. It's high. Two strikes and a ball. Infield in for the play at the plate. We're in the second inning, 2-1 in favor of the Dodgers. Here's a pitch. Foul tip. And the count stays the same. Willie Davis hitting 252. Lightning fast, this guy. Makes his home here in Los Angeles. I call him the Comet. Two strikes and a ball. Now Davis steps out of the batter's box. Davis, 28 years old. Been with the Dodgers since 1960. Now the signal. Again, Davis steps out of the batter's box. Carlton gets ready. Now the pitch on the way. Here it is. Foul back, and he had a good cut. The Dodgers are in eighth place. The Phillies have lost a doubleheader tonight, so they could catch the Phillies. Two strikes on the ball. Here's the pitch. There's a drive. Deep right field of the state fair. Foul ball by inches. Bounces into the stand. Activity for the Cardinals in the bullpen. Boy, even the foul balls they're hitting are melted hard. That was barely foul and bounced into the stand. Willis limbering up. Two strikes, one ball. Here's Carlton getting set. Infield is in for the play at the plate. And now Willie Davis, as Carlton takes a lot of time, walks out of there. Two strikes and a ball. The pitch. Foul tipped and struck out as Ricketts held the ball. That'll bring up Bill Sudeikis, the third baseman, right-handed batter, fouled out his first time up. They've had six hits and two innings off Carlton and are out in front 2-1. Right-handed batter digging in. Now the delivery, here it is. It's a curve for a strike call. One strike and no ball. We're in the second inning. Now Carlton fire. Into the third, a wild pitch, another run will score. That makes it 3-1. Allen bounced in front of the plate. Right in front of the batter's leg. So it's a wild pitch. And Bill Singer scores with Parker going to third. 3-1 now. Bill Sudeikis waiting. Carlton delivers. Here it is. And it's high. Two balls, one strike. The runner at third base is Parker. Sudeikis steps out of the batter's box. Jim Gilliam coaching at first. Danny Ozark at third. Now the pitch. He had a cut and he missed. That evens it. Two balls, two strikes. Boy, this Sudeikis really swings that bat. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Line drive, if it stays fair, it is. Fair ball into the corner, another extra base hit. Another run is in, and Sudeikis goes to second base. Well, this is probably as hard as Carlton's ever been hit. They had three line drive base hits in the first inning. And they've had four in this inning. In favor of Los Angeles. And looks as if that's going to be all for Carlton. Billy Muffet, the pitching coach, is out there. Ron Willis coming in out of the right field bullpen. Carlton pitched one and two-thirds innings. He was wrapped for seven hits. Four runs. He didn't walk anybody. He struck out one. Well, pitchers go into slumps just like hitters, and that apparently is what's happened to Carlton. It's been a slump of some duration, however. The last game he won, he allowed 11 hits. The Cardinals beat the Astros 7-4. On June the 4th, Carlton had a record of 7 victories and 1 defeat. Right now, he stands at 13-11. And if he loses this one, it'll be 13-12, which means that he will have won 6 while losing 11 since June the 4th. August, September, that's in 3 months. So now Ron Willis comes in to pitch to Kenny Boyer. Boyer drove in their first run of the night. He singled a right in the first inning to tie it up at 1-1. Invitation to visit Grant's Farm, which is yours to enjoy free of charge. Anheuser-Busch invites you to be their guest. The Detroit Tigers won again today. They hit four home runs, with Jim Northrup hitting two more. The Tigers now have won 100 games. If the Tigers win two more, they will have set an all-time Detroit team record for victories. Most they had ever won previously was 101. Tonight they won their 100th. So here's Kenny Boyer facing Ron Willis. The pitch is on the way. Sidearm curve, and he had a cut and miss. One strike and a ball. Now the pitch. Into the dirt, almost a wild pitch. Three. Let's see, those Tigers have won like a 9 in a row or more. Four. Here's a stretch. From the belt to pitch. Sidearm curve outside. Yeah. Another signal. And the pitch. There's a line drive to center field. Davis coming in, and he has it. Boy, your line's hard to Davis. That ends the inning. The 3-run scored. There were 4 hits. No errors and 1 left. At the end of 2 innings, the Dodgers 4, the Cardinals 1.
Anheuser-Busch produce una birra eccellente.
Anheuser-Busch bräut ausgezeichnetes Bier.
Anheuser-Busch brasse une bière excellente.
Last year, some 50 brewmasters from Denmark, France, Ireland, Japan, Canada, Brazil, Africa, and most of the other free nations of the world visited the Anheuser-Busch breweries. They came to see and study our world-famous brewing process. They came to exchange information. They came to sample the fine beers of Anheuser-Busch. And Busch is one of those beers.
Sehr gut. Busch beer is
molto bene.
Busch, best popular priced beer in America. And we can prove it. Visit our St. Louis brewery and see for yourself how Busch is brewed best.
Sante.
Prost.
Salute.
The Detroit Tigers have won their last 9 in a row. And this marked the first time in 13 games today that they had to use a relief pitcher. They had won their last 9 in a row. And this marked the first time in 13 games today that they had to use a relief pitcher. They had gone 12 straight complete games pitched. Here's Dave Ricketts, the catcher, coming up. Switch hitter batting left-handed against Singer. It's the first game that Ricketts has caught all year long. It appeared in various games as a pinch hitter. Here's Singer getting ready. And the pitch. Fastball over the outside corner. Ricketts had been in 19 games as a pinch hitter. Had 2 hits. Drove in 1 run. That was in the opening game of the season, which he won with a base hit in the 11th against the Braves. 1 strike, no ball. And the pitch. There's a fastball inside. Evens it up. 1 ball, 1 strike. Cincinnati was beaten. Houston came up with 2 in the bottom of the 9th and beat the Reds 7-6. Here's a pitch swung and foul back. Abernathy was the loser. The Mets won a doubleheader from the Phillies. Houston is last in the National League. Now the signal. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit for Ricketts. Ricketts lines a single to left. And he's on there. The Dodgers are trying to move into a 7th place tie with the Phillies. And they would be within reach of the Pirates. Boy, that blast for Pittsburgh has certainly pitched some great baseball. He won his 17th tonight. A 2-hit shutout. Here's Willis. Batting right-handed against Singer. Takes a fastball inside. 1 ball, no strikes. A runner at first base and nobody out. The score is 4-1 Dodgers. Crowd about 10 or 12,000 or thereabouts. Here's a pitch. Swung on and missed. That evens it up with a ball and a strike. Bob Gibson will be facing the Dodgers for the final time. It's the only team in the league that he hasn't shut out this year. That'll be Sunday he faces it. Here's a pitch, foul back. He'll be trying to set a record. Nobody has ever shut out 9 different teams in 1 season. The pitch. He struck him out. So Willis goes down swinging. Here's Lou Brock. He singled his first time up. The Detroit Tigers won their 100th game of the season, their ninth in a row tonight. Cardinals are trying for their 95th. So the Tigers will go to the World Series with more victories during the season than the Cardinals. Now the pitch. There's a strike call. You'd be surprised how many baseball men in conversation conjecture on the possibilities that Mayo Smith may not start Denny McLain. Here's the pitch, swung and fouled out of play. However, Smith has already announced that McLain would be his first game pitcher. The theorizing a baseball man is that if he would pitch a Lolich or an Earl Wilson against Gibson and lose, he'd still have McLain to even up the series the next day. Now the stretch, the pitch. Low. And if then a Lolich or a Wilson should happen to beat Gibson, and with McLain going the second game, the Tigers would have a chance of being 2-0 when the series went back to their home park. And so those are a lot of ifs. But it's interesting to hear the conversation. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Out of play. Two strikes and a ball. One on and one out. The score, 4-1 in favor of the Dodgers. Left-hand hitter digs in. Now the pitch. He held up. And it evens up. Two balls, two strikes. One on, one out. 4-1. In favor of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are sure to finish under the 500 mark. They're 12 under. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle through center field. Base hit. Here's the runner on second holding up. Willie Davis comes up throwing. Now the ball gets away. Here's Rickus trying for third. He'll make it. Willie Davis threw and the ball got away from Bart Shirley. See who's going to get the air. Looked like Shirley just dropped the ball. Error on Davis. Well, it's an error on Willie Davis. The Cardinals have a scoring chance now. Runners at first and third, one out. The Dodgers next year will be in the division with Houston, San Diego, San Francisco, Cincinnati, and Atlanta. The Cardinals' division will be with the Phillies, the Mets, the Pirates, the Cubs, and Montreal. Here's a stretch, the pitch. Fly ball, right field. That ball might be trouble. Trouble. Followed by a foot into the right field corner. Boy, that would have scored two runs. See, let's look at that division again. For the Cardinals, they'll be in the Eastern Division next year with the Phillies, the Mets, the Pirates, the Cubs, and Montreal. Redbirds figure to be an overwhelming favorite in that division. The stretch, the pitch to Davis. And he missed. Strike two. Bill Singer. Out in front around Davis. Two strikes and nothing. Looks like the Western Division next year. The reason I'm talking about it so much is they put it up on the board. Here's the stretch. The pitch. It hit the bat and went foul. Looks like contention in the West will be much stiffer. Dodgers, Houston, San Diego, San Francisco, Cincinnati, and Atlanta. Two strikes, no ball. Runners at first and third, one away. Four to one, Los Angeles. Infield playing back, hoping for a double play. Now the throw, Brock is back. Two strikes and nothing. Rick gets down the line at third. Here's a pitch. Swung and he fouled it back again. Ron Davis trying to stay alive. Tolan will be up there next. The last time Carlton faced the Dodgers, the only time this year, he was matched against Singer and lost 3-0. Now the pitch to Davis. There goes Brock. Swung and foul back. Boy, he had a big jump that time. He'd have made it easily. However, Davis can't afford to take a pitch because he's in the hole, two strikes and nothing. Two strikes, no ball. Runners at first and third, one away. Time call by Chris Pelikoutis. Infield back, outfield straight away. Here's Singer's pitch. Struck him out on a curve. That was a big out. Davis did not get the run home. Now it's up to Tolan. Tolan singled in the only run the Cardinals have in the first. Two are out. Runners at first and third. Two are out. Runners at first and third. The stretch. The pitch. There goes a runner swung and foul back. Again, Brock had a great lead. Singer's concentrating on that batter. One strike, no ball. Left-hand hitter waiting. Ball game in the third. Now the pitch. Throws to first, the runner is back. One strike, no ball. Ricketts, the runner at third. The throw, he's back again, standing up. Lou Brock edging off first base. One strike, no balls. There's the pitch. There's a smash on the ground. Center field base hit, one run is in. Here's Brock racing for third, he'll make it. He's around third base. He might try, but he goes back. Tolan drilled a single just to the right of Bart Shirley in the center field, making the score. Drilled a single just to the right of Bart Shirley in the center field, making the score 4-2. So Tolan has driven in both runs. Here's Joe Haig, rookie first baseman, playing his first major league game. He was up before as a pinch hitter over in San Francisco. This is the first game he has actually started in. In his appearance as a pinch hitter, he walked and went on to score runs. Stockily built left-hand hitter Joe Haig, H-A-G-U-E. Looking for his first big league hit. The stretch. The pitch. And it's low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. 4-2 is the score. Lou Brock, the runner at third. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Shirley's got it over to first in time. Haig grounded to Shirley. Cardinals got one run. There were three hits, one error, two left. And we go to the bottom of the third. Dodgers 4, Cardinals 2.
Will the White Owl girl please report to the press box?
How'd you know I was here?
Easy. You're always where the men are. There are lots of men out here today, right?
Right. You got me in the middle of my adding.
Adding?
Just for fun, I was counting the men smoking White Owl cigars.
And how'd you come out?
I lost count. There are so many. I spot some Rangers, a bunch of New Yorkers. Hundreds of Invincibles.
You need a White Owl scoreboard.
Even without one, I can tell it's a White Owl crowd. Because men love that White Owl tobacco. It's slow-aged, mellowed to build up the mild taste. And no matter which White Owl shape a man picks, he's sure of a smooth smoke right down to the last pitch.
That's a pretty good pitch you're making yourself.
It's true. Every time I see a man light up a White Owl, I know he's going to enjoy himself. I know he's going to discover why they say you get a lot more from a White Owl than just smoke.
As far as for identification, this is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
Here, MOX St. Louis. The winning combination this year is you and the Rambler American from DeSalvo for $17.89. DeSalvo is St. Louis's largest Rambler dealer, and there must be a reason. Put the D brand on your car 1 minute before 11.
Harry Carey and Jack Buck from Dodger Stadium. Ron Willis, ready to pitch to Ted Savage, who singled in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball towards Spezio. Fields it, but it's foul. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The game's about an hour old, and we're in the bottom of the third. 4-2 in favor of Los Angeles. Ted Savage takes his time returning to the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now, after taking 5 minutes to walk from beyond first base to the plate, he finds that there's something wrong with his bat, and has the bat boy give him a new one. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike 3 is called. Savage called out on strike. He argues about it. Dave Ricketts trots over to the Cardinal dugout. Wants to wipe off his glasses. Wears glasses, you know. That's always intrigued me, how a fellow wearing glasses could have the mask on and still not be bothered. Here's the pitch, and it's low, ball one. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out. Paul Popovich, the hitter. Switch batter has turned around to bat left-handed against Willis and takes a sinker low. Steve Blass won his 17th game of the year, a 2-hit shutout over the Cubs. Ferguson Jenkins, the loser today. Here's a pitch outside. All three. 3 balls, no strikes, 1 away. We're in the third. Jim Campanis will be next. Paul Popovich waiting. Pitch by Willis. Bouncing ball in for Gagliano. Big hop. Over the first in time. 2 up, 2 down. Campana's single left his first time up. Facing Willis for the first time. Nobody on base. The pitch. And it's a curveball. Goes back to the screen. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch a little low. Ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Boy, this game's really dragging along. Campana's waiting. Now the pitch by Willis. And it's ball 3 outside. So Willis is way behind again, 3-0. 2 out, nobody on. Excuse me. Score 4-2, Los Angeles. There's a fastball to me. So far, all that's been happening is Willis and Ricketts have been playing catch. Now the delivery. There's a bouncing foul out of play. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Willis turned his back on the plate. Rubs up the baseball. Walks back up to the rubber. Rubs the ball up a little more. Now looks down. Comes in contact. We go into the top of the fourth. It's 4-2 in favor of Los Angeles. Eddie Spezio leads off. Flat out to center his first time up. Bill Singer trying for his 13th victory of the year. Steve Carlton was knocked out in the second inning. Now the pitch. Ground ball going to short. Here's the peg. In time. Popovich throws out Spezio. Looked like Eddie tried to stop his swing. The ball hit the bat and rolled to short. Now Gagliano comes up. He bounced out his first time. One out, nobody on. Ball game in the fourth. The pitch. It's a curve at the knees. A strike is called. One strike, no ball. One gone. The pitch. Popped up. Short center. Popovich going out. Calling for the ball. Makes the catch. Gagliano popped to Popovich. Two up, two down. Here's Schofield, who lined hard his first time up. Right after left fielder Parker, though. Pitch to Schofield. Swung. Foul back. One strike and no ball. This will end the Cardinals' road schedule this weekend here. Now the pitch and it's low. So far, the Cardinals have won 50 and lost 28 on the road. While winning 44, losing 32 at home. The pitch. It's outside. Two balls and a strike. Two men are gone, fourth inning. Dodgers are leading 4-2. Now the pitch. And it's low ball three. Three balls, one strike. Dave Ricketts will be next. Ricketts single to left his first time up. He's catching his first game of the season. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Oh, he walked him. So Schofield is on. That's the first pass given up by Singer. Ricketts takes his shin guards off and comes up to the plate. Ron Willis will be next. It's 4-2 in favor of the Dodgers. They got one in the first and three in the second off Carlton before Ron Willis came in to stop them. Here's Schofield the lead. A pitch to Ricketts. Swings late and fouls out of play. Into the upper deck on the third base side. One strike, no ball. Dave Ricketts and a brother, Dick, who once pitched in the major leagues with a cart. Ricketts, a basketball star at Duquesne University. Out of pitch, and it's outside. Dave is 33 years old. Detroit Tigers score is just being flashed up on the board. Now the pitch. Ricketts takes strike two. This is the first game out of 13 straight that the Dodgers used a relief pitcher. And from the looks of the totals of only four hits, apparently they didn't have to use one tonight. They just used them to give them a little work. Dobson went in to pitch in the eighth. Mickey Lolich was a winner. Out of pitch. He swings and misses. Campanis picks up the ball, throws the first, and that ends the Cardinals' fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We move into the bottom of the fourth inning. Los Angeles 4, St. Louis 2. We go to the bottom of the fourth. And Bart Shirley the second baseman, University of Texas boy, will lead it off. Ted Simmons, the highly touted 18-year-old youngster of the Cardinals, warming up the pitcher. I think he's going to catch tomorrow. Here's Shirley. Here's the pitch. Curve swung on, a ground ball to the second baseman. Gagliano throws in time. Gagliano throws out Bart Shirley. That will bring up the pitcher, Bill Singer.
Bill Singer.
Singer trying to sacrifice. Went it into a force play in the second. He's had 12 hits this year, so he's not a bad hitter. As far as pitchers go, swings and he misses strike one. One strike and no ball. One out, nobody on base. Dodgers out in front. Ron Willis delivers, and it goes back to the screen. Willis has retired 5 in a row since he came into the game. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch. Swung and he missed. Strike two. Two strikes and a ball. Cardinals are back home Tuesday night to play the Phillies. And then the final weekend of the season against Houston. Friday night, September the 27th. Helmet Day, which is Saturday afternoon, September the 28th. And Camera Day, which is the final day of the season, Sunday, September the 29th. Well, I tell you, everything seems to be in slow motion right now. One gone. Bill Singer waiting. And the pitch. He struck him out. And that's 6 in a row, 3 of them on strikes, retired by Willis since coming in the game. White Sox beat Baltimore 2-1. Wilbur Wood the winner and Jim Harden the loser. The pitch is low and outside, a fastball. One ball, no strikes, 2 out. Ball game in the 4th, the pitch. And it's wide, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. The outfield straight away against Parker. Willie Davis will be up there next. Here's a pitch he fouled to the screen. 2 balls and a strike. 2 men are out. Willis relieved in the 2nd. Out of pitch. And it gets away from Ricketts. Rolls away towards the Cardinals dugout, which is on the first base side. 3 balls, 1 strike. Left-hand batter waiting the pitch. And it's ball 4. He walked him. Parker draws the base on balls. Here's Willie Davis. Davis singled and stole in the 1st. Fan in the 2nd. Left-handed batter digging in. All games in the 4th. The stretch, the 5th. Bouncing ball to Haig. He's got it. Pitcher covering the toss. He's out on a close play. Boy, that Davis can scamper. And it's no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left. At the end of 4, the Dodgers still lead. Los Angeles 4, St. Louis 2.
BFG's revolutionary new radio tire, the new Silvertown Radio 990. The tire that gives you a whole new kind of driving. Built a new way with Dynacor Rayon Cord.
to last 5, 10, even 15,000 more miles than ordinary tires. Built to stop quicker, corner better, ride smoother, and even increase gas mileage up to 10%. The Silvertown Radio 990, only from B.F. Goodrich.
Radio Age, now the world is safer on a great new tire. Radio Age, B.F. Goodrich, your mileage so...
13 convenient B.F. Goodrich locations in Greater St. Louis. In East St. Louis, see the B.F. Goodrich store at 901 St. Louis Avenue. The store manager is Ed Daly.
Going into the top of the fifth inning, leading it off for the Redbirds will be their pitcher, Ron Willis, and he is going to hit for himself. Cardinals trailing 4-2. Now here to tell you all about it is Jack Buck.
Thank you, Harry. The Cardinals have been out hit in the ballgame 7-5. The Dodgers have made the game's only error, and the score is 4-2 in favor of Los Angeles. It'll be Willis, Brock, and Davis. Bill Singer on the mound, the young right-hander with a record of 12-15. He's already whipped the Cardinals twice this year. He's 2-1 against them this season. Willis fanned his first time. He's a right-handed batter. And Willis grounds one to second. Bart Shirley has it and throws him out. Shirley to Boyer, one gone. Lou Brock comes up and he'll look for his third hit of the night. He's singled twice, stolen a base, scored a run. Cardinals got a run in the first inning, but Steve Carlton allowed one in the Dodger first, and then three in the Dodger second. Redbirds came back with one in the third. They trail 4-2. Brock hitting against the right-hander Bill Singer. He's reputed to be one of the better spitball pitchers in the game. I ought to think of a better term for it, but I guess they can't. Ball one. He throws that soggy sphere up there. The pitch swung on by Brock, and a shot to deep center, way back, Willie Davis. It is a home run over the 4-10 mark for Lou Brock. Brock tomahawked the ball up around his chin and clouded it over the 410-foot mark. Well, there hasn't been a home run in this ballpark like that since Frank Howard left. It's Brock's third hit of the night. And it makes the score 4-3. I didn't get too excited about it at first because Willie Davis can get back to the wall in a hurry, and it seems almost impossible to hit the ball out in that direction. The batter is Ron Davis. He takes the ball outside. Davis has struck out twice. You know, in the old Polo Grounds in New York, the center field section saw very few home runs hit there during the days of the Polo Grounds, and one of those belonged to Lou Brock, and it's the first home run that Brock has hit since I don't know when, but I'll find out. Lou had gone a couple of months before hitting a home run. He hit it there with one out in the fifth inning, makes it a one-run game. Ron Davis fouls one back, and now he's in the hole, one ball, two strikes. Looking it up, you're not going to believe me when I tell you. Here's the pitch. Low. Lou Brock hit his last home run on the 28th of June. So he went all of July and August without a home run, and well into September. June 28th, and then he hit it in one of the hardest ballparks in which to hit a home run in the National League, Dodger Stadium. It was his third base hit of the night. A swing and a miss, and Davis fans for the third time this evening. If Singer throws a spitball, that was one just then on which Davis struck out. The bottom really falls out of the ball when it arrives at home plate. There are two men out in the inning. The batter is Bob Tolan. He's singled twice, driven in two runs. For the Cardinals this evening, Flood gets a rest. So does Maris, Shannon, Maxville, Javier, Cepeda, McCarver, Edwards, all riding the bench. Cardinals have scored single runs in the first, third, and fifth. That's odd. Fly ball to left center off the fist. The left fielder coming in. It might drop, and Parker makes a sensational sliding catch of the ball.
came racing in, slid in toward the infield, head first, glove extended, caught the ball, held on. Tolan is retired and deprived of his third hit of the night. Parker with a great play out of left field. For the Cardinals in the fifth inning. One run on one hit. A home run by Brock. No errors and nobody left. The Dodgers bat in the fifth, and the Dodgers lead 4-3.
Hello, this is Bob Richards. Nowadays, the big pole vaulter in our house is my 17-year-old son. He's already jumping 2 feet higher than I did at his age. Naturally, I claim it's the great coaching he's had, but actually, I'd give the same advice to everyone that I gave to him. To do your best, you've got to be in the best possible shape. So get plenty of exercise and eat the right foods. And in our house, that means starting the day with Wheaties. There's a kernel full of whole wheat energy in every Wheaties flake. You get crude protein, natural sugars, potent wheat germ, vitamins, and iron. Besides, we like the way they taste. I think it's a great way to get energy you need to start your day. So take a tip from me. Try Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
In the Dodger fifth inning and against Ron Willis, it will be Bill Sudeikis leading off. He'll be followed by Boyer and then Savage. Sudeikis, a switch hitter, batting left-handed and hitting against Willis for the first time. Sudeikis' double in the second was the finishing blow for Steve Carlton, who started this ballgame tonight. He was knocked out in that second inning. He allowed all four Dodger runs and all seven of their hits. Ball one low inside. Sudeikis coming up from the minor leagues, batting .259 with two home runs. Swings and misses, and it's 1-1. As soon as Sudeikis does something or does nothing, we'll have a station break. One ball, one strike. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Downstairs with the next pitch, ball two, 2-1. Willis has allowed only one base runner in 2 1/3 innings, and that on a walk. He struck out three. The pitch goes low again. Ball three, 3-1. And Willis has kept the Dodgers just where they were when he came in. And so the Cardinals, by scoring a run in the third and a run in the fifth, have tightened it up. It's a 4-3 game. Los Angeles. The 3-1 delivery. Outside, Sudeikis walks. Second walk given up by Willis. And we pause for identification. And this is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
KMOX St. Louis. Now get Cry Ball Game Hot Dogs. The hot dogs with leaner beef. If you can't find them where you shop, ask your butcher. Cry Ball Game Hot Dogs. 26 before midnight.
Ken Boyer, the batter. He singled and drove in a run in the first inning. It was the first run of the game. Then he lined out. There's a smash to short. They might get a force out. Schofield to Gagliano and a great play, and Schofield ended up flat on his back. He went into the hole to his right, grabbed the ball, flipped while falling, and got the force out on Sudeikis. Boyer reaches on the fielder's choice. One out, a runner on, and here's Ted Savage. We've had a couple of good fielding plays in the last few moments by Wes Parker in left field for the Dodgers and by Schofield just now. Earlier in the ballgame by Joe Haig, who's playing first base. We wait for Ted Savage to get set. Boyer a short lead. The pitch. Breaking ball goes low. Ball one. A crowd of about, maybe 12,000 on hand here. The pitch is up for ball two. 2-0. Willis struggling a bit now. It's been a while since he's worked. He walks Sudeikis to start this inning. He's behind Savage 2-0. Boyer lead. The pitch. High ball three. 3-0. Nothing doing in the Cardinal bullpen. Outfield playing Savage around to the left. He's hit 2 home runs this year. He's played with a lot of ball clubs now. Ball 4. Willis has walked another man in the inning and 3 in the game. Boyer trots down to second base and Savage is safely on. And the hitter, Paul Popovich, the shortstop. Well, the Cardinal ticket office at Busch Memorial Stadium will be open from 9 to 5 Sunday the 22nd. Tickets for all games on the Cardinals' last homestand will be on sale, including Helmet Day, Saturday, September 28th, and Camera Day, Sunday, September 29th. Mel Nelson, a left-hander, is warming up in the Cardinal bullpen. First delivery to Popovich is a ball low. Paul Popovich, the hitter. Two on, only one out. Willis in a fifth inning jam. Infielder shorten up a step looking for the double play ball. Pitch goes outside. That's ball 2. No strikes. The pitch fouled right back here, making it 2-1. And I just got a lot of mileage out of Popovich this year. He used to belong to the Cubs. He's done a good job with the glove at short and second, but his batting average has fallen to .221. Boyer leads off second, Savage off first. Willis serves one up. It's swung on and grounded to short. The play will go to second in time for the force out. And Savage argues that he was safe. Now Savage gets into it a little further with the second base umpire, John Kibler. The play went from Schofield to Gagliano, and now Savage is really after the second base umpire. Now he walks away. There are 2 out, runners at first and third. Ricketts, the catcher, out to talk to Willis. Campanis is due to be the hitter, but the Dodgers make a move and send up Tom Haller. Haller, left-handed hitting catcher, is coming into the ballgame to pinch hit and try to pick up a run or two here in the fifth inning. First and third with 2 out. Before the game, Haller was presented with the Player of the Year Award by the Dodger Fan Club. They had an award for the pitcher, and that was Drysdale, and for the player other than pitchers, and that was Haller. He takes a strike call. He's had a good year for Los Angeles. Tom leads the club in inning, batting .290 with 4 home runs. Runners lead off at first and third. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Willis kept the ball away from him. Schofield has made a couple of good plays in this inning. Willis trying to get the left-handed batter. Boyer down the line at third. Leading by the runner at first, a swing and a miss. Haller strikes out, and the inning is over. Haller batting for Campanis fans, and he becomes the fourth strikeout victim of Ron Willis, who has walked 3 but hasn't allowed a hit in his 3 1/3 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 2 left for the Dodgers in the fifth inning. They've stranded 6. The Cardinals will send up Haig, Spezio, and Gagliano. At the end of 5 at Dodgers Stadium, Los Angeles leads St. Louis 4-3.
The sounds of people enjoying themselves. Baseball. And Bush. Real go-togethers. Bush is brewed with more costly imported hops to give it a clean edge. The fresh, clean taste of Bush is a natural for the spirit and fun of our national pastime. Baseball and Bush. A good time combination.
Best popular priced beer in America. Pour a glass. Or visit the Anheuser-Busch Brewery in St. Louis, and we will prove it.
Sixth inning now. Jack Buck with you from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Tom Haller, who pinch hit for Campanis, goes behind the plate. It's a big game for the Dodgers. They can move into a tie with the Phillies in the National League standing. Phillies are currently seventh, but the Dodgers cannot gain on the Pirates, who are sixth. The Pirates won their game. And the Dodgers are five games behind Pittsburgh. So it looks like the first division clubs are going to be St. Louis, San Francisco, Cincinnati, Chicago, and Atlanta. Although the Pirates still have a chance to catch the Braves. The leadoff hitter for the Cardinals is Joe Haig. He's still looking for his first big league hit. Behind Juan Marichal, the Giants lead Atlanta 8-0. George Stone, who had been pitching very well for the Braves, not doing so well tonight. Haig with a long fly ball to right. Might be gone. Joe Haig has a home run for his first big league hit. Joe Haig, who blasted 23 at Tulsa, pops one out of here, ties the game 4-4 in the sixth inning, steps on the plate, and his first major league hit was a home run beyond the 370 mark, and his teammates greet him in the Cardinal dugout. And he's a happy young man. Previously in this game, he popped out, grounded out, but now he homers. And the home run by Brock in the fifth, and now the home run by Haig ties the game, and the batter Spezio. Fly ball, short right center, is going to drop for a hit. A base hit for Spezio. And the Cardinals have the lead run on. And the Dodger bullpen goes to work in a hurry. Spezio swung from the heels, hit it off the end of the bat, and dropped a single into right center. Singer previously had allowed 10 home runs. Now Brock and Haig have gotten to him. The batter is Gagliano. Strike one. A 4-4 ball game in the sixth inning. The runner is going. Gagliano tried to bunt, missed the throw. Spezio's safe. And now he starts to go to second base, but returns. Starts to go to third. Spezio steals a base. It was a run and bunt play. Gagliano missed the ball. Spezio stole second as Haller threw the ball into the dirt. So the Cardinals have the lead run at second base. Joe Haig joins a list of quite a few players whose first big league hit was a home run. Gagliano swings, grounds it sharply to second. The runner goes to third, and Schofield is out at first. From Shirley to Boyer, two out. Ricketts walks toward the plate. McCarver has a batting helmet on, and he's selected a bat. Let's see who he's going to bat for. Runner now at third. That's the lead run with two out. Ricketts is going to bat for himself. Full wind up by Singer in the pitch. And a bouncing ball to deep short. A long throw. He is out. The inning is over. Popovich throws him out. The Cardinals get only one run. On the home run by Joe Haig. Let's see if Ron Willis goes back to the mound. Willis will still be pitching. And the score is now the Cardinals 4 and the Dodgers 4.
Nowadays, we hear a lot of talk about how tight money is. As if anyone had to remind us how tight you have to be with a buck sometimes just to try to make ends meet. Well, even if you have a few extra coins to jingle, you know, unexpected money problems do crop up, like doctor bills, car repairs, or the kids outgrowing those shoes. And there goes your spare cash. So if you're in need of a loan right now, call GMC and ask for friendly Bob Adams. The phone number, Main 14242. Bob and his GMC loan-by-phone teammates will help you handle your temporary cash needs with loans as little as $25 or as big as $2,000. So call friendly Bob Adams tomorrow, Main 14242, and you can pick up the loan at your neighborhood GMC office in Belleville, where you can borrow up to $5,000
by calling Adams 3-6511. That's Adams 3-6511. Remember, when you deal with GFC, there's no such thing as tight money. The GFC Loan Company.
We go into the home half of the sixth inning here in Los Angeles, and I see that Ted Simmons, the young catcher up from Modesto, is warming up Ron Willis. Red has indicated that he might catch Simmons tomorrow. His first big league game. Simmons' throw down to second base went into the outfield. Well, let me see. It's 9:53, 11:53. St. Louis, you have 7 more minutes to get your World Series ticket order postmarked. Right? You knew that all along, didn't you? Friday only. Orders must be postmarked Friday, September 20th. Orders postmarked before Friday, September 20th will not be accepted, of course. And we hope you get what you want. Cardinals making every possible effort to come about with an equitable distribution of ducats for the fall classic, as they say. Here's Shirley leading off, bunting the ball foul. Bart Shirley trying to bunt his way on against Fizio, who's playing third. Foul the ball. He's hitting in the number 8 spot. People at this ballpark are great for throwing airplanes out of the upper deck paper airplanes. The pitch and a bouncing ball near the bag at second, fielded by Gagliano. The throw, out, a dandy play by Gagliano and Joe Hay. Gagliano came in from a deep second base, fielded the ball while on the run, flipped underhanded. And Joe Hay, who is a left-handed thrower, by the way, reached out, grabbed the ball for the out. One gone in the sixth inning. Cardinals have made some outstanding fielding plays here tonight. Batter is Singer. This kid's a pretty good hitter, but nothing doing tonight. 0 for 2. He tried to bunt. Missed. Strike one. Oh and one on Singer. And the pitch. 1-1 as the pitch goes low. Well, it's too bad the Cardinals didn't score another run in the sixth inning. That would have given Ron Willis a chance at a victory. They might do so in the seventh if Ron holds him here, and he could be a winner. Low, ball 2, 2-1. One out, nobody on. Sixth inning, ball game tied, 4 off. Brock and Haig have homered for the Redbirds. I imagine you'll see some of Joe Haig. Pitch goes inside, ball 3. You'll see some of Haig when the Cardinals play at home next week. Tuesday and Wednesday nights, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. First the Phillies, then Houston. Strike call, 3-2. 17,888 here tonight. A lot of them lured by the presence of the Cardinals. The pitch is high, Singer walks. And that's 4 walks by Willis here in relief. Willis walked the pitcher. Wes Parker is the batter. He's had a great night. He lined out to right. He doubled and drove in a run. He also walked, and he made a brilliant catch in left field. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Singer at first, one out. A lead by the runner, the pitch to Parker. Base hit to right field. Singer makes the turn at second. Cohen could throw him out. Cohen's through, is on the money, but he's safe. And the other runner goes down to second. Wes Parker drilled a single through the hole into right field. Singer never hesitated, went from first to third. Cohen took a little time getting rid of the ball, then made a strong throw right on the button. With the left-handed batter Willie Davis coming up, the Cardinals have a pitcher in the bullpen. Mel Nelson was warming up.
four Dodger runs scored thus far in the game, charged to Steve Carlton, the starter. Willis pitched 3 2/3 innings. He's allowed no runs, but leaves men at second and third with one out. The base hit by Parker was the only hit off of Willis, who had four strikeouts, but also walked four men. And he walked the pitcher in this inning. He'd go to jail for something like that. And in out of the right field bullpen comes Mel Nelson. We're going to pause for identification as the relief pitcher gets ready. He's the third Cardinal pitcher of the night. Carlton, Willis, and now Nelson. And this is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
KMOX St. Louis, here's victory news from Fan the Paint. Now victory easy on latex wall paint in 20 colors in white. Regular $3.99, not just $2.99 a gallon. Save $1 a gallon now at your Panda Victory paint dealer. 1 minute past midnight.
Cassini brings Johnny Edwards in out of the bullpen and has him batting ninth. Ricketts is out of the ballgame. He had 1-for-3 while he was in there. And Mel Nelson, the relief pitcher, is inserted into the number 8 spot in the batting order. So Edwards will lead off in the Cardinals' 7th inning. What will the score be? It's 4-4 now. And the Dodgers have a great chance to add to that score. The Cardinal infield is in on the left side, deep on the right side. And Willie Davis, who has struck out once in the ballgame and singled once, is at the plate. 1-for-3. Full windup by Mel Nelson. There's a high fly ball to right. That'll get a run off. Going to be caught by Tolan near the line. Singer tags up, and both runners advance as Tolan throws into second base. That makes the score 5-4, and the Dodgers lead. The runners charge to Willis. A sacrifice fly for Willie Davis. That's only his 30th run batted in of the year. Parker went from second to third as Singer scored. Dodgers lead 5-4, and the batter is Bill Sudeikis. The rookie third baseman has a double tonight. He also walked. 17,888 paid here tonight. You've seen a lot of action. In a long game, which is now 2 hours old. But that's all right. Parker, the runner at third with two out, two strikes on the hitter. The pitch is grounded to third to Spezio. Eddie has it and throws it to first. He's out as Joe Haig danced to the backside of the bag to take the throw. 5-3 to end the inning. One run, one hit. No errors, one walk, one left. The Dodgers have stranded 7. At the end of 6, they lead the Cardinals 5-4.
You know, a lot of people think the only time, the only right time to borrow money is when they're saddled with a lot of unexpected bills. Now, that simply isn't true. The people at GFC, like friendly Bob Adams, your loan by phone specialist, have helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with loans for useful purposes, loans that save the family money in the long run. Now, such a loan might be for refinancing the family's indebtedness, reducing big monthly payments down to a manageable size. So if you're a little short of cash because of high monthly car payments or personal debts, call Friendly Bob at Main 1-4242. He and his GFC teammates will be happy to help you loosen up that tight budget. For a loan of $25 to $2,000, call tomorrow, Main 1-4242. Bob will start arrangements so you can pick up your money with the least possible delay at your GFC office. In Granite City, where you can borrow up to $5,000 by calling Triangle 76666. At GFC, your money needs are their business. That's Main 1-4242. The GFC Loan Company.
This ball game, this here ball game, goes into the 7th inning. This here now ball game goes into the 7th inning now. And it's 5-4 Dodgers, with Edwards leading off, Brock and Davis to follow. Bill Singer on the mound for the Dodgers. He's gone all the way. Have you ever been a guest at the world's biggest brewery? Anheuser-Busch, right in St. Louis. Don't worry about red tape. It's very simple. The place is south on Broadway at Pestalozzi Street. The time, 9:30 in the morning to 3:15 in the afternoon, any day but Sunday. Guided tours all day long. Ending up in our hospitality rascaler with your choice of Busch, Michelob or Budweiser. All you have to do is show up and enjoy it very much. Johnny Edwards, who appeared in the ballgame in the last half inning, batting in the number nine spot, leads off, first pitch, ball one. The pitch, up the middle, and a base hit into center field for Johnny Edwards. Singer took a swipe at that ball and missed it. It bounced down through into center field for a leadoff hit. Cardinals about hit the Dodgers, 9-8. Lou Brock is the batter, and the Dodger bullpen is again busy. Jim Brewer, a left-hander, is warming up. Tom Haller, the catcher, goes to the mound to talk to Singer. That gives the bullpen hurler more time. Edwards and the Cardinal coach, Dick Sisler, talk it over. Ken Boyer playing first base, eavesdropping. Singer took a couple of practice pitches. The ball deflected off his bare hand. He's all right. Here's Lou Brock. He singled, stole a base, and scored. He singled again. Then he homered in the fifth, his first home run since the 28th of June. That's the tying run at first with nobody out. Brock trying for his fourth hit of the night. Strike call. Sudeikis coming in at third, but Brock gave no indication of bunting. Edwards a short lead. Lou Brock takes it on the outside corner, strike two, and strolls away from the plate. Didn't like the call. Lou seldom gives the umpires any heat. Strike two, the count. His hits tonight put Lou over the 280 mark. Roger Maris is swinging a bat down in the Cardinal dugout. A lead by Edwards. Brock strikes out. Lou Brock chased a high pitch and fanned. Seven strikeout for Singer. It's the first time he's retired Lou. Ron Davis, who has struck out three times, is called back. And Roger Maris comes out to hit here in the seventh inning. Roger making his last swing around the National League cities.
For Davis, number nine.
Roger Maris is applauded by most as he comes to the plate, booed by a few because he broke Babe Ruth's record. Comes to the plate with a tying run at first and one out. Last home run came in Houston. He has five for the year. A lead by Edwards. The pitch from Singer. Outside and low, ball one. We're in the top of the seventh inning, and the Cardinals need a run to get back in. Ron Willis stands to be the loser if the score stays as is. Maris. Grounded into left field. A base hit for Maris. Edwards will stop at second base. As Roger came off the bench and singled sharply into left field. Two on, one out. Walter Alston comes out of the Dodger dugout with Bobby Tolan due up. He may make a move and bring in the left-hander Jim Brewer out of the bullpen. 10 hits off of Singer now. Orlando Cepeda picks out a bat. I bet Chandy's wishes he had a bench like that every night. Carver, Edwards, Cepeda, Flood, Maris, Maxville, Javier. New pitcher for the Dodgers, and so both starters depart from this game.
Coming in,
Jim Brewer coming in. This guy is a real workhorse for Los Angeles. 7-3. In addition, he has saved 9 games. Thus, he's been involved in 16 Dodger wins. And this is the 51st time he has appeared this season. Jim Brewer into the ballgame, and Bill Singer leads. Singer pitched 6 1/3 innings, allowed 4 runs, and leaves 2 men on. He allowed 10 hits. He struck out 7, and he walked 1. Started the evening with a record of 12-15. He could be the winner. He also stands a chance of being the loser if the Cardinals score these two men here in the seventh inning. Edwards at second, Maris at first. Maris and Boyer visiting down there. And Kurt Flood is going to be the pinch hitter for Bob Tolan. So Red wanted to arrest some of his fellows tonight, but didn't turn out that way. He has an obligation of 1, trying to keep the ball club in a winning frame of mind, and 2, to try to his best to determine the finish for the second division ball clubs, i.e. the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Pirates, and the Mets, who, by the way, won a doubleheader tonight. It was announced earlier this evening that Walter Alston, the manager of the Dodgers, will be back next year. And that'll be his 16th season managing the Dodgers. Kurt Flood batting for Bob Tolan. Tolan had 2 out of 3 while he was in there. A couple of singles, 2 runs batted in, and he also lined out to left. Flood needs a hit. He takes a strike. Left-hander Jim Brewer on the mound. In the seventh inning, and the Cardinals trail 5-4. They have the tying run at second, the lead run at first. Outfield about straight away for Kurt. He takes it up. Ball one. 1-1. The pitch from Brewer on the way to Flood, and a screwball is fouled back. You can see that ball really move as it approached the plate. Breaking away from the right-handed hitter, it's 1-2. Brewer trying to save it for Bill Singer. And a strike called, and Flood is called out on strike. Flood really moaning about the call. The pitch was down around the knees. Pelikutis called him out, and that is the second out of the inning. Flood unhappily strolls away from the plate, and Haig will bat for himself. Two on, two out. Edwards started the inning with a single. Brock struck out. Maris singled. Singer left. Brewer came in. Fan Flood pitches to Haig. Joe popped to third, grounded to second, and then got his first big league hit in the sixth inning. And it was a home run into the seats and right. Hitting against the left-hander now. He takes the ball. Haig needs a hit to tie it up, an extra base hit to put the Cardinals out in front. A check on the runners and the pitch to the plate. Curveball, fly ball, short right. It's going to be caught by Savage. He has it. The inning is over. Haig flying to right. And the Cardinals fail to catch the Dodgers in the seventh inning. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left. The Cardinals have left 6. The Dodgers have left 7. And it's 7th inning stretch time for the crowd of 17,888. The score, with the Dodgers coming to bat in the 7th inning, is Los Angeles 5 and the Cardinals 4.
Consider the bubble. As elusive and insignificant as it may appear, it's very important when it comes to brewing beer. Bubbles give beer its life. Bubbles give beer its sparkle. When a bubble dances to the top of the glass and bursts, it releases flavor. Let a beer go flat.
and the flavor goes flat. It stands to reason that a beer with better bubbles will be a better beer. The bubbles in Busch are in-brewed, slowly and naturally. Busch is the only popular-priced beer in America with in-brewed carbonation. It makes a smoother, better-tasting beer for you. Busch, the best popular-priced beer in America. And we can prove it.
Mel Nelson is on the mound for the Cardinals. He finished up in the sixth inning. Kurt Flood goes into center field, replacing Ron Davis, and Roger Maris goes into right, replacing Bob Tolan. Johnny Edwards, who took over behind the plate in the last inning, is catching Nelson, and the leadoff hitter is Ken Boyer. Boyer's 1-for-3 tonight, a single and a run batted in. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, low ball one. We're the Dodgers 7. Cardinals led it one time in the first inning. Tied the game in the sixth, but trail now 5-4. Boyer takes ball two outside. Nelson is the third Cardinal pitcher. Four runs off of Carlton and one off of Ron Willis. Willis will be the loser unless the Cardinals catch them again. Nelson pitching to Boyer, Savage, and Popovich will follow. Ground ball to short, big hop to Schofield. Over to Hague, one out. Boyer is 1-for-4 as he grounds out to start the seventh inning. Ted Savage is up. He's singled, struck out, and walked. Cardinals have out-hit the Dodgers, 10-8 in the game. Dodgers have made the game's only misplay. It did not figure into the scoring. Dodgers came up with 3 runs in the second inning. Really pounded Steve Carlton. Carlin pitched less than 2 innings, gave up 4 runs and 7 hits. Savage takes a ball. A paper airplane floats from the upper deck down to the playing field. A big hand for the paper airplane. Savage waiting. He went around on a bad ball inside. That makes it 1-1. Danny Ozark coaching at third base, where Preston Gomez used to be. Gomez will manage San Diego next year. Jim Gilliam is the first base coach. Savage takes a ball. The Dodgers announced today that they've hired Dixie Walker as a hitting coach. There's a swing and a foul at the feet of the catcher. Edwards, 2-2 to Ted Savage. Cardinals have the edge over the Dodgers for the year, 9-6. This 3-game series will end it between the two. Play here again tomorrow afternoon. Ted Savage fouls another ball out of play, and that makes it 2-2. Larry Jaster will be the Cardinal pitcher tomorrow against Claude Osteen. Sunday, Don Sutton against Bob Gibson. A swing and a miss and a curveball got Ted Savage as he chased a bad ball inside. Mel Nelson has retired 4 in a row. 2 out in the inning, and the hitter, Popovich. This Nelson might figure a bit in the World Series. He probably has been the best long relief man that the Cardinals have had on their pitching staff. Popovich is up looking for his first hit. He swings and misses. The Cardinals in the 8th. Send up Spezio, Gagliano, and Schofield. There's a tap back to the mound. Nelson has to wait for it, then throw. He's out. The inning is over. Nelson sets him down in order. He's retired 5 in a row, and at the end of 7 innings, the score is still the Dodgers 5 and the Cardinals 4.
If you're a choosy tire buyer, buy your tires where you get the best choice. The wide selection of values at your BF Goodrich store.
will be available for just one more week. Simply find the tire that fits your kind of driving, and you'll find a price that fits well with your budget. Tires for smaller cars, medium cars, larger cars. Tires for small budgets, medium budgets, larger budgets. B.F. Goodrich, tough, long-mileage tires for safer, low-cost driving. And while you're saving on tires, save on time as well. Now, for a limited time only, you can pick up a WestClox Tour Alarm 2 alarm clock for only $2.99. An outstanding value. So if you're a choosy tire buyer, hurry down and make your choice.
13 convenient B.F. Goodrich locations in Greater St. Louis. In Overland, see Floyd's Auto and Home at 8644 St. Charles Rock Road and ask for Jack Bordeaux.
Pause for station identification as the Cardinals Baseball Network.
KMOX St. Louis, it's time to get the Pontiac you've always wanted. Barton's bargains are irresistible. See Barton Pontiac, 9001 West Florissant, St. Louis County's largest Pontiac dealer. 1227.
Harry Carey at Dodgers Stadium. Eddie Spezio leads it off now in the eighth inning. Cardinals trail by a run. First pitch is in there, a strike call. Jim Brewer, who's done a great job all year long in relief. He's won seven, he's lost three, and he has saved nine. Now the pitch. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Up, fumbles it, and Spezio is safe. An error on Popovich. There's a break to start the eighth. Spezio's ground ball hit over near second base. Hit only medium speed. Was fumbled by Paul Popovich. Here's Gagliano now with a runner at first and nobody out. That's a tying run over there. Dick Schofield will be next. Jim Brewer getting ready. The pitch he's going to bunt. Bunts foul for a strike. One strike and no ball. The Tigers won their ninth in a row tonight. Their 100th game of the season. 17,888 paid here this evening. It'll be Ladies' Day here tomorrow. The game will be televised nationally. And it'll be Claude Osteen against Larry Jaster. Now the pitch. There goes a runner. There's a play. They're going to get him, maybe. He's easily out. Apparently, that was supposed to be a hit and run. And Spezio, who represented a tying run, was thrown out 20 feet. One ball, one strike now, and Gagliano. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball to the third baseman. Nice play. Sudeikis throws. He's out. Beautiful play. Boy, Sudeikis charged that ball, fielded on the short hop right on the back, and threw off balance across the diamond. That kid looks like quite a ball player. He's going to be around a long time. Bill Sudeikis from Joliet, Illinois. Here's Schofield. He'll hit right-handed against Jim Brewer. The pitch. And it's a curveball. Low and inside. Johnny Edwards stayed in the ballgame after pinch hitting, and so did Roger Maris. Now the pitch swung. There's a long drive. Way back. Might be out of here. He's got a chance near the wall. It's curving. It's a foul ball. 5 inches. Listen to the crowd. That missed the yellow pole no more than an inch. And the third base umpire, Shag Crawford, was down the line, keeping a close perspective on it. Just barely to the foul side. Naturally, if it hits a foul pole, it's a home run. Very low fence out there, too, by the way. One ball, one strike on Schofield. Here's Jim Brewer getting ready. The pitch. He swung and he missed a bad ball. Two strikes and a ball. Schofield lined to left, walked and bounced out. Two strikes and a ball. Right-handed hitter digging in. Now the pitch. He struck him out as he threw his bat. Schofield goes down swinging. No hits, no runs. One error, nobody left. We go on the bottom of the eighth. The Dodgers 5, the Cardinals 4.
The motor oil you put in your car's engine is very important. A lot more important than keeping the oil level above the add one quart line. You see, a good motor oil should do many things, such as exceed all car manufacturers' specifications, meet new car warranty requirements, improve mileage and acceleration. Your motor oil should also get better protection at higher operating temperatures, have the features of a heavy 40-weight oil with the easier starting quality of a 10-weight, be suited for all types of driving, interstate or city, and to top it all off, sell for a reasonable price. Now, that's a lot to ask of one motor oil. But there is one that does all of these things. It's new DX Distance Supreme, an entirely new, improved motor oil developed especially to meet the demands of today's tougher car engines. Get new DX Distance Supreme 10W40 motor oil from Sunray DX, the oil company known by the customers we keep.
We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, 5-4 in favor of the Dodgers, who've been out hit 10-8. The Dodgers have made 2 errors, 8 hits, 5 runs. The Cardinals, no errors, 10 hits, but only 4 runs. Not only that, among the 10 hits, the Cardinals have had 2 homers. But still, they trail by a run. Here's Tom Haller to lead it off. Jim Campanis started. Now the pitch by Mel Nelson, swung on, popped up. Short center, Gagliano going out, calling for the ball, and makes the catch. Haller on the first pitch, pops to Gagliano. Tom Haller, who used to be with the Giants, is the leading hitter of the Dodgers with a .290 average. And he leads his team and runs batted in with 49. Here's Bart Shirley, the second baseman. He's had 1 out of 3. All the damage in this game was done against Steve Carlton. He allowed 4 runs in the first 2 innings before Ron Willis came in to stop them in the second. And yet Carlton will not be the loser. Here's the pitch. Swung and foul back. Cardinal relief pitching has allowed him only 1 run in the next 6 innings. Carlton allowed 4 runs in less than 2 innings. Yet, because the Cardinals came back to tie, the 1 run which was charged to Ron Willis would make him the loser at this moment. Here's a pitch to Shirley, and it's high. That, of course, is one of those inconsistencies of scoring that are hard to justify, but that's the way they are. 2 strikes and the ball, the pitch to Shirley. A bouncing ball to Spezio. In fast, he throws in time for the out. From Spezio to Haig. Joe Haig making his major league debut. Has certainly been impressive enough. His first big league hit was a home run that tied the game in the sixth. Here's Jim Brewer now, the pitcher. 2 out and nobody on. Nelson is retired, 7 in a row. The pitch, swung on, ground ball. Spezio's got it, hop, skip, and throw. Brewer is out. So it's 1-2-3, nothing across. At the end of 8, the Dodgers 5, the Cardinals 4.
Every time you open a bottle of Busch, you open up a whole world of pleasure. Busch is the best popular priced beer in America, and we can prove it. Visit the Anheuser-Busch Brewery and see for yourself the extra pains we take to give Busch its creamy head, its sparkling clarity, its full, fresh flavor. Busch, the best popular priced beer in America, and we can prove it.
We go into the top. top of the ninth, Orlando Cepeda's going to lead it off as a pinch hitter. He'll be batting for the pitcher, Mel Nelson. Nelson certainly did his job. He relieved 3 2/3 innings. Or rather, 2 2/3 innings. And he retired 8 men in a row. One of the men he retired hit a sacrifice fly that accounted for the lead run. University of Miami in college football beat Northwestern 28-7 tonight in Miami. All right, here's Cepeda getting a big hand from the crowd. Cardinals trail by a run. We're in the ninth. Cepeda hitting 248. First pitch by Brewer. It's a fastball, low and outside. Cepeda's had 16 homers, 70 runs batted in. He has stolen 8 bases, by the way. Right-hand hitter digging in. One ball, no strikes. Here's Brewer getting set. The pitch to Cepeda. It's high, ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Cardinals trailing by a run. The last chance here in the ninth. Jim Brewer delivers. Strike, a slider caught the inside corner. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Cepeda waits. The outfield deep. Brewer's pitch. Bouncing ball. Sudeikis can't reach it. Popovich does and throws the ball from deep short. Good play by Paul Popovich. Here's Johnny Edwards, the catcher. He singled in the seventh. It's 5-4 in favor of the Dodgers, who can move into a seventh place tie with a victory. Now the pitch, and it's a slider outside. That might not sound like anything, but just a couple of weeks ago, they were dead last. Now we'll tie the Phillies for seventh. Here's a pitch swung on. Foul ball out of play. Into the left field corner, evens it up. The Phillies and the Dodgers each will have won 72 and lost 83. Now the pitch. Outside. Ball two. 2 balls and a strike. Johnny Edwards up there. One out in the ninth. Cardinals trailing 5-4. Here's Brewer getting set. The pitch popped up in the short center. Surely the second baseman is there, and he has it. Edwards popped to Shirley. That's 2 out, and here's Lou Brock, who homered in the fifth. Brock has had 3 out of 4 tonight. Stole a base, single twice, and homer. Struck out his last time up. Signal given. Singer would still be the winner in this game. Now the windup and the fifth. It's a strike, a curveball. One strike, no ball. Jim Brewer with another sterling relief job. Now the pitch, sidearm fastball low. That evens it up, a ball and a strike. Maris will be up there next. Brewer hasn't allowed a hit. The only base runner against him, safe on an error. Jim Brewer ready. Has his sign. Pitches now to Brock. Here it is. There's a long drive, center field. Willie Davis back. He's there. Dodgers win. 5-4. As Brock flies deep to Davis at the warning track. back in left center. And Jim Brewer, tremendous job in relief. And Bill Singer picks up the victory. And the Dodgers edge the Cardinals 5-4. We'll be back with the totals in a moment.
You've all heard the saying, money can't buy everything. But just the same, there are plenty of necessary things in life it will buy. And the folks at GFC, like Bob Adams, your friendly loan-by-phone specialist, are old pros at helping you stay on your financial feet when the going gets rough. So if you've got money problems that only money can solve, like unexpected medical bills, a family car that refuses to run, or maybe new school clothes for the kids, just call friendly Bob Adams at Maine 1-4242. Bob and his GFC teammates will help you out with loans ranging anywhere from $25 to $2,000. So call Bob tomorrow at Maine 1-4242. Then you can pick up your money at your convenience at your GFC office in Granite City, where you can borrow up to $5,000 by calling Triangle 76666. Remember, friendly Bob at Maine 1-4242, the GFC Loan Company. What you need to things that money can buy.
The Los Angeles Dodgers, who have won 13 out of 17 since September the 3rd, moving into a seventh-place tie by knocking off the pennant-winning St. Louis Cardinals 5-4. Five runs, eight hits, two errors for the Dodgers. Bill Singer is credited with a victory. He has won 13 and lost 15. For the Cardinals, four runs, 10 hits, no errors. Ron Willis is the loser. He now has won 2, lost 3. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 42 minutes. This is one of those games where the pitcher who did all the damage, had all the damage done against him, doesn't get charged with the defeat. Carlton was KO'd, allowed 4 runs in the first inning and 2/3. Willis came on and did a fine job, allowing only one hit in 3 2/3 innings. But that one hit led to the run to put the Dodgers ahead. And thus, Willis was the loser. Then Nelson came on and pitched 2 2/3 perfect innings, retiring 8 men in a row. But the damage had been done. The game was marked by the first home run in the Major League career of Joe Haig, playing his first game at first base. He homered tonight against Bill Singer. So that's it. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we'll be on the air. The game will be nationally televised, including St. Louis. We'll be on the air with the dugout show at 3 o'clock tomorrow. It is a 1:15 game here in Los Angeles, which will be 3:15 St. Louis time. My dugout interview will be heard over these stations at 3 o'clock Central Daylight Time. This broadcast was authorized. By the way, Jack will have all the other baseball scores coming up for you over most of these stations in a moment. Following that, locally, we'll present an interview with Wes Parker, who is one of the stars in the Dodgers' victory here tonight. This broadcast authorized under rights granted by the St. Louis National Baseball Club, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and account of this game without the express consent of the St. Louis National Baseball Club Incorporated is prohibited. Now, to the future of the Bat Bat Show in a few minutes, speaking for our engineer, Rob Deaton, our producer, our chief, Frank Buck, this is Harry Carey wishing you all a very pleasant good evening. From Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, where 17,888 paid to see the Dodgers continue their fine play of late, edging the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4. See you later. So long, everybody.
St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Has been brought to you by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Michelob, Budweiser, and Busch. Visit our St. Louis brewery and see what makes them America's first family of beer. And by the GFC Loan Company. You can borrow from $25 to $2,000 with a phone call to Bob Adams. And by Sunray DX Oil Company and your DX dealer, who prove to you why Sunray DX is the oil company known by the customers we keep. Brought to you through the facilities of KMOX and Sports Network Incorporated.
You're tuned to KMOX, the sports voice of Mid-America.
Descend of the pro who knows, the man from General American.
He knows how important it is for a young man on his way up in the business world to protect his family in case something should happen to him. General American Life has tailor-made programs, especially with the young professional's future in mind. They can buy large dollar amounts of low-cost temporary life insurance to fit their present income.
There's more to know from the General American Pro.
As income grows, this coverage can be converted to permanent insurance with increasing cash value. The General American Pro can help you evaluate your needs and help you determine how much insurance is enough for you.
Depends on the pro who knows, the man from General American.
Get to know a General American Pro like Richard Rosenthal. Contact him at Garfield 10404.
If you haven't been to the Clayton Inn restaurant for a while, you're in for a real treat. An all-new menu features savory dishes such as beef stroganoff, broiled lobster tails, and roast duckling. And the service is superb. A new late supper menu has just been added for that snack after the game or theater. In fact, they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. The Clayton Inn restaurant has just been redecorated, and the pleasant atmosphere will add to the enjoyment of your meal. Next time you're going out to eat, remember the Clayton Inn restaurant at the beautiful Clayton Inn, the elegant hotel in Clayton.
Harry Carey. Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey from down on the field here at Dodger Stadium to present our star of the game, and he will be left fielder, first baseman, Wes Parker of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's over there with Jerry Doggett on the Los Angeles program on their star of the game at the moment. Be over here in just a couple of seconds. Wes is a sparkling first baseman and also plays a tremendous outfield. Tonight he played in left field, got a big double that drove in a run in the three-run second inning, and then it was his base hit into right field that actually set up the winning run a little bit later on in the bottom of the sixth. The Dodgers have been red hot. They've won 13 out of the last 17 ball games, and they've done it all with a bunch of kids playing, and I guess they're probably wondering why they didn't do it earlier. But it's pretty hard to evaluate and to judge as to ball games that are played at this time of the year. The incentives, of course, aren't the same as they were earlier when everybody was more or less in the race. And this, of course, always has to be taken into consideration. Here's Wes coming over here now, a fine young man and an outstanding ball player. He's having himself a busy evening all night long. Wes, congratulations on another fine ball game.
Another fine ball game.
Well, every time I see you, you're playing well.
Well, I've had my problems, but tonight was certainly gratifying.
You switch from first base to left field. Does that bother you in any way?
It did at the start, Harry, but I've been doing it all year now, and I think I've gotten used to it. But it certainly does bother you for a while.
I was wondering whether what effect you might have on your hitting, because concentration is such an important thing there. You know, not knowing where you're going to play, what it might do to you.
This is true. I would say, though, that I would hit better probably in the outfield, because there's less to think about and less to be concerned about.
You're a funny hitter to analyze. When we see you, you hit line drive, you hit the ball wherever it's pitched, you look like a real good hitter, and then you look at your average and it's down. What happened?
Harry, it's a real good question. I think it's just a matter of being a kind of a streak hitter, and you've probably caught me when I'm having my good streaks. Now, the Cincinnati Reds were in here last night, and Popovich had a great series for three games against them. And Bristol said in the paper, the Reds manager, that to him, Paul Popovich is an all-star shortstop because this guy plays great ball against the Reds. And I just wish I could play against the rest of the league like I've done a few times against you.
Yeah. It's been a disappointing year for the Dodgers, and yet now, the last couple of weeks, I think you've won something like 13 out of your last 17.
Yes, we have. We've done real well, Harry, lately, and it is gratifying. Of course, it has been a disappointing season, but this is kind of taking the sting out of it, at least for now. And naturally, next year we would hope to come back and maybe unseat you fellas.